Love Talk Radio.
Hey, oh, I'm the originator, and I'm split a hater. Right now, not a little later. These hoes like Billy Vanilli, but a little fake. I'm fucking your bitch, but don't worry, you still get the dater, get the dater. I freaked your hoe about a week ago, That's none of your business, you don't need to know, Fucking the duckin', that's how I treat a hoe, This whole trap house, bitch, you better beat it, hoe, Moving on, they like to trunk me, dump me, I keep it funky, Hoes fighting over my banana like a monkey. Got bottles on deck, the stimulants in the trunk, beat dusky, pockets being incredibly bold, getting green like the Incredible Hulk. I'm about to revolt. These legs be on that fuck shit, gonna get fucked up quick. Hit a duck dick.
Oh, you got hoes, show me where they at. Your girl's ass staring at me and I'm staring back. I'm about to pull a robbery and I ain't wearing black. I told her get on top of me cause I'm a fan of that. Where they at, bitch, they never left. That good head, she passing out, but she ain't never slept. They tell me that I'm killing shit, I said I resurrect. No detect, no the type of bullets you can't intercept. You alive, but if you broke, you ain't living yet. And bitch, I'm high in the sky like I'm in a jet. Bitch, I'm in a jet, and that's that kind of shit that's gonna get away, yeah. She give me hand, now she don't have a mind. Pull out my phone and video, she do it for the vine. Be smoking on our fifth quarter, call that overtime. And man, I cannot feel my body like a broken spine.
Where they at? Where they at? Niggas talking smack, where they at? Where they at? Niggas talking smack, where they at? Niggas talking smack, where they at?
Where they at?
What's up, it's Commish, live on OFL After Dark, this early Saturday morning, I guess it is. Group 1 and Group 2, single and multiple, just did advance about an hour ago. Next advance will be 11:59 p.m., Saturday night Eastern Time. And then the draft, Group 1 draft, will be Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Group 2 draft will be Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll progress the leagues from there. As soon as the draft's over, we can get started. All games will have to be played by Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And then we'll resume our normal Monday-Thursday advancing that we usually do. Lots going on in the league today. A lot of going on with trading. A lot of really, really questionable trades. Possible suspensions being handed out. All these things are being discussed as we're currently on the air with league officials are examining all, and we'll see what's going to happen. The one trade between OFL Now Savage and Snake Eyes, that trade has been reviewed and concluded to be a fair trade. So that one did go through. The Hitman Big Ray trade also did go through. So the one trade that's still being examined is a 40-yo gamer live master trade. So a lot going on there. A lot of other little things with that whole story going on. So we're not going to really get into that on the air today as the investigation continues amongst league officials, and so we'll see where that goes, what direction. But, you know, we really don't want to do a trade committee because we want you to be able to trade on the fly and move forward. But if we must do a trade committee, if this keeps going on, we will. As the league continues to grow, it is harder to monitor all trades. So just make sure you do realize that we do review, go through the leagues and look at them. Maybe not the instant that the trade goes down, but within a week or two, we try to definitely check in on the health of each league and make sure no bullshit's going on. Plus, you know, you kind of are your own guardian also, man. So watch your league if you see something you don't think's real fair. Because that's the thing. Like, when you do a trade that is lopsided tremendously, you're cheating your other league members. You really are. So be aware, collusion is definitely not allowed in the OFL Now community. A couple other things going on. We are getting really close to filling up the Group 4 Fantasy. It's 33 to join, 600 to the winner. I'm sure we will be filled by this weekend, if not by tomorrow. We're filling up real fast. The draft for that league will be next Sunday, time to be announced shortly. And also we have the Long Beach 32-man tournament going on. $7 to join, $159 to the winner. We're a little over halfway full on that. So make sure you get signed up so we can get started there. Also, we need two more people for a Fast Forward tournament for tomorrow. So if you're interested in that. So you can get in anything at shop.oflnow.com. And let's take a caller right now from the 616 area code. 616, you're now live on OFL After Dark. Who do I got the pleasure to speak with tonight?
The player union representative. How you doing today, Greg?
Oh, all right, so we got OFL now, J.J. Mills. And like he introduced himself, a lot of new members out there today and in the last couple of weeks, actually. J.J. Mills is co-head of the OFL Now Players Union, along with Freddy Krueger 1, previously known as D'Artagnan for some of you original members. And one of the things, JJ, that I know that you and I have talked about in parties on ourselves is how we can get the newer members to, you know, mix in with some of our current members that have been here a while so they can kind of, you know, see what the league's all about and, you know, because we're not trying to push people away. So what are some of the things that you would recommend?
I would recommend, you know, getting on Glip. Talking to parties, it just makes the league more interactive. I mean, the more we all talk, the more it's going to be fun. And then we'll know, like, you know, everybody will get to know more of what people do. We won't have to talk about this collusion stuff. We'll know, like, people should talk. I mean, I know some people might be shy, but it's just going to make the league a lot more better. The more we communicate, the more we'll be able to not have so many problems. So you know, start working on there, and then everybody should, if they don't talk, eventually just say what up to them, you know. You know, everybody try to be fair and respectful. We all grown up, and I think that'll help a lot.
Now, speaking of collusion, did you get a chance to look over everything that went on with the 40-0 Gamer Live Master trade?
Well, as a huge Colts fan, I mean, I can easily be a person and say every coach person on that team is good, but when I look at my football, I just don't see the trades. I mean, you can easily argue the fact that that person wanted them, but we have to be realistic because that's what we want this league to be like. Even in real life, you rarely ever, and if I say would say ever, see a punter get traded. When a punter gets traded, my eyebrow is going to be raised. I only know one punter in history, and that punter played for the Raiders. He's in the Hall of Fame, and that's the only person that I know got picked first in the draft, and he still wasn't traded. He was picked first in the draft. I don't know where teams trade punters. It's unheard of. So, and then you got Corey Redding, and I don't see what a trade is supposed. You can have people make dumb trades, but when you get too much dumb stuff happening, of course, you're going to ask and say, you know, what's going on. I just don't see Corey Redding for Terrence Newton. I don't see what the other team get for Von Miller. I heard that the person that did it said they didn't have a middle linebacker, but yet I look at that linebacker, they got Marshall and Irving. I don't see the difference between the size awareness, which is a big part, but on the other hand, I just don't see why you would trade somebody for just a tad bit of a better awareness. They got the same speed. Actually, the Irving guy's a tad faster than him when it comes out of acceleration. So, and he covers better. So I just don't see why you would trade. None of the trades made sense. I can't think of one trade that made sense.
Let's just list this trade right now for all the listeners out there if they weren't following Glip earlier today. It's a trade between Live Master 01's Denver Broncos and 40-0 Gamer's Indianapolis Colts. So Live Master sent 99 overall, who some consider the best linebacker in the game, Von Miller, 90 overall Terrence Knighton and some punter, Brenton Colquitt, to 4, Corey Redding, punter Pat McAfee, DeQuell Jackson, and Dwayne Allen. Some of the reasoning behind this trade, according to 40, was, I don't know, I heard a couple of reasons. None of them really made sense. Kind of all contradicted themselves when he said that Live Master wanted a faster linebacker, but couldn't you just move Von, or maybe he said defense end or something. You could have moved Von Miller there. Like, it didn't make any sense, right?
In my opinion, as a defensive guy, you could have put Marshall, you could have put numerous of people, and then when you say you need a faster linebacker, don't give me DeQuell Jackson. DeQuell Jackson, even in real life, he's slow all around. He's slow in a video game, slow in real life. He's getting very old. He's not the type of linebacker that you're going to look for to be anywhere close to a Vernon Davis, John Beasley. If you're looking for fast linebackers, he's just not even close to the person I would name off the back. So, you can easily move a defensive line. Some defensive linemen, and they're faster than him. I don't believe that one bit. So
who's the headliner of this trade for Live Master? Like, who is she really getting out of this? Because I keep looking over it.
That's the other thing I'm saying. Like, Von Miller deserves more respect. Like, there ain't no way you're going to get that guy. He can do everything. Like, most people you either get, they can cover good. Like, for instance, I'll use Robert Mathis as an example. Robert Mathis, he can only rush on third down, but yet he's not really a good cover. Von Miller can cover. Von Miller can go inside the tackle, outside the tackle. He can just do about everything. So why in the world would he begin trading? So that doesn't even make sense. I mean,
And not only that, on top of that, the second best player, even close to the top, is 90 overall Terrence Knighton, and 40-0 Gamer also acquired him in this trade. And all I see Live Master getting is a punter. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, but do you feel this is collusion?
I feel like it's collusion at best. I'm sorry. I mean, I have nothing against Florida, but I'm sorry. It just it doesn't match up.
And I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I really like 40 as a person, but, you know, if this is collusion, we really don't have much choice. I mean, it's in the terms and conditions that they, you know, collusion's not allowed. You'll be removed from the league. Of course, he could appeal. He does have that right. And then the league officials would vote on it. But, I mean, I really hope that's not true. I like to think a lot higher of 40 that he would collude, but I started, you know, I'm trying to find a way. I just really can't see any way around this trade not being collusion, because one of his ways he rationalized this trade was, he said, well, he took advantage of Live Master. He knew he did that, which really isn't a problem if there's no collusion, but He claimed that she really didn't know football that well, so, you know, he talked her into that. And, I mean, we've seen some of Balkino's trades. They're not near as bad as this. Well, the one was, and that did get reversed. He did get kicked out of the league. He did appeal. League officials voted him back in. But that trade was as bad as this. All the other ones people complain about with Balkino, they've all been reviewed. They were legit. Did he take advantage of people and they made bad trades? Yeah. They did, but nothing like this that stuck out as collusion. The thing is, I really don't want to see 40 or Live out of the league, but the way he explained it, like, well, he took advantage, yeah, okay, and that she doesn't know how to trade or know the players and this and that, but it's not, I don't believe that, because I went back and reviewed some of the other leagues she's in, because she's in a couple leagues, and if you look at her trades, they were legit, fair, balanced trades. You know what I mean? So it doesn't it doesn't show the same pattern. You know what I mean?
No.
So. So we'll see what happens there.
Some does not add up.
It really just doesn't add up. And on top of that, they are also, I think they're co-workers together, so it's always, but then Fuse Vipers or somebody brought up a point, well, what if they did know each other? Well, Believe in Monsters and Volcano don't know each other. You know what I mean? I don't understand that. What is they don't know each other? It's the same shit if you know someone or don't know someone. If you're colluding, then you're going to be suspended, kicked out.
It's just a lot of stuff. And this was, and we get back to Greg's first topic, communication. This would probably be a lot easier if we knew Live Master. I understand that she's supposed to be a girl and all this, but if you join something and you go to work and they need you to talk, just because you shout at me, you don't talk. And that's the main thing. I know 12-year-old gamer gets, you know, he turns his head back when we talk about, oh, well, is she real? Is she this? This is, well, I mean, you have to look at it. So when I look at perspective, I'm looking for 50-50. Like, he could be telling the truth, but yet he could not. He could be saying that it's somebody that he can easily go off the streets or somebody he knew that's a girl and say, you know, somebody else, say, this is your account. I mean, it's kind of hard when we don't have a voice behind it. So I don't think it's right for him to take his aggression out when we say, you know, is this real? It's like if you come to a bank and you don't have your ID, they're going to ask you, you know, where's your ID? This doesn't match. And we just going off that. We don't got the voice to match with the stuff that's going on. We don't know Live Master. We don't know it at all.
And that's another thing that's a twist in this story. It's been brought to the attention from all this that a lot of members apparently have been thinking that 40 is Live Master or vice versa. It kind of reminds me, you remember that Ace Ventura movie when he finds out the chick used to be a guy?
Yeah.
You remember that? Yeah, that keeps going in my head. A lot of people are, ever since, have been sending a lot of messages to me providing evidence that they feel Live Master is 40. And they're coming up with some evidence that's currently being investigated and looked into. We don't want to accuse anybody of that, but we're talking 8 to 12 members have sent some data and evidence or whatever, providing that they feel that 40 is controlling both profiles. If that is the case, once again, terms and conditions, you can't control two profiles like that. Although I really don't believe that to be true. It just doesn't make any sense why he would do that. There's so many leagues. He plays in a bunch. I really don't think he'd even have time to control two profiles. I know he works he has long hours at his job. So I really don't think that to be true. But like I said, ever since this popped up, and I think like Balkino put some message, or maybe you even put a message out there on Glip. Yeah, members have been pouring in saying, you know, 40 is live, and they're showing me evidence. They got screenshots. They've got conversations. They're sharing experiences they had. And one thing they did say, and I really haven't paid any mind to it, I don't know if you have, but someone said they've never seen Live Master and 40 online at the same time. Have you ever noticed that?
I noticed that. I'll never see them all at the same time. I mean, maybe they play at the same house, and I don't know, but me and my brother signed in on at the same time. So I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, so I don't like to make accusations.
That's what I'm saying. Communication will help ease the situation a lot more. I would hope not, too, because I know 40 probably ain't the best fan of me because I'm a realist. It has nothing to do with Barkino. If he follows my trend, I don't follow anybody. I speak my mind, and I let people know what I think. And for me to play the field, just because a lot of people are my friends, but if you wrong is wrong, and right is right, whether you're my wife or my dad or anybody, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm saying that it looks fishy. That's just my opinion. It doesn't mean I have anything against the guy.
Yeah, and that's the same way I am on this situation. Like I said, I really like 40. He's been a great, you know, part of this community. He contributes a lot. He's very educated. But at the same time, if this is true, I mean, we have terms and conditions to keep the community as clean as we can, as, you know. So, like I said, it will be an ongoing investigation. It's not like the decision will be made tomorrow. It's not the easiest thing to prove if somebody is controlling two profiles, but there is a lot of evidence people providing some evidence. And then at the same time, you got to look at the person who's providing the evidence. Do they have their own motive? You know what I mean? Because you see some anger or a little feud between Balkino and 40. So if Balkino provides evidence, you might be like, you see where I'm going with this? Although that's not really the case here, because we're having some people that just popping out of the blue like, hey, check this out. Check this conversation I had. Don't you think this is odd? Look at these times, you know. So, I mean, there's some ways we can go about to prove that if it is the same person or somebody different. I think Mad Dream's the only person who ever actually spoke to Live Master. He did confirm she's a girl, but that doesn't really prove that she was controlling the controller, you know. But like I said, I'm gonna give 40 the benefit of the doubt and Live Master the benefit of the doubt. I really, it will blow my mind if he's been controlling both those profiles. I really don't see it. But at the other hand, it's really hard for me to say that trade's legit. But that's completely different. That's completely different. So a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully we can get a call in from 40 or Live Master sometime, either tonight or sometime this week. Hear their side of the story, see what's going on. Now, you got Valentine's Day coming up. I know you're married. Any plans for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I'm gonna go spend time with my kids. Me and my wife gonna wake up tomorrow. I'm gonna take her to get some stuff and enjoy it with my kids, and that's pretty much it. I mean, my Valentine's Day, I'm like I said, I'm not really into the whole Valentine's Day. I mean, I celebrate stuff like that all the time with my family, but you know, my wife really likes stuff like that, so I'm going to take them out to dinner and the kids. We've got a good time, but we got to do everything else that we got to do at our busy work. So, yeah, that's what I plan to do.
Now, you know, if it goes right and, you know, you can get under them sheets with the lady, if you do produce a baby and a baby comes out in 9 months, if you do name it OFL now, you will get a free tournament.
Yeah, I also think I would get a death wish, because I think my wife would kill me if I call her OFL Junior.
Yeah, but it probably won't go over too well
sure
with her.
I'm pretty sure we can find through the league with that. I'm pretty sure we can get headlines from CNN from that.
Yeah, really. Okay, that's actually a good point. I'll give you two free tournaments if you name a living thing OFL now. But speaking of tournaments, we got that Long Beach 32 going on. It's only 7 to join and 159 to the winner. You actually are in there. That was the free tournament you got for changing your gamer tag. You looking forward to that tournament? Are you a tournament? Do you look forward to tournaments? Me, I don't like tournaments, man. They make me too nervous. But how do you prepare for a tournament?
I felt like I already got my rookie slap in the face. When I started my tournament, I went into franchise slash, I don't know, rank game type style. But now tournaments, I think it's going to go on my advantage. I'm very good at running the ball, and I didn't really take advantage. I kind of threw a little bit last time in my first game. It got to the point where I maybe could have won the game, but if you mess up, it's not room for errors. I really think I'm going to get less nervous in tournaments than I am in league games. I don't know why that is. Probably I put so much in the league games. But tournaments, I think I'm going to do pretty good now that I know how it works.
Yeah. I mean, the 4-minute quarters is something completely different. There's no doubt about that. It's a different strategy, but it is what the Madden community follows. The in-person tournaments, like the one going on February 21st in Vegas, which you'll find Bronco, who I believe is in Group 3 single. He'll be in that tournament. He's a really good player. I think that's for $12,000. And the reality is there are guys in the OFL now, actually I'd say the majority of guys in this league are in-person tournament ready to go compete for prizes. So it doesn't make sense for us to have 7-minute quarter tournaments if you're going to go to if you're going to start getting involved with the Madden tournament scene out there and their 4-minute quarters. So I feel like we're preparing you for to have a better chance if you do join those tournaments. You see where I'm coming from?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Speaking of the competition level in here, what do you think about it? Is it what you expected? Is it more than you expected, or is it easier than you expected?
I think it's like life, man. It could be discouraging, just like any other thing. Like when you come and you so used to winning and expect, or maybe you're not used to winning and you thought you were going to come in here and be the man. I think it's an eye-opener. It's like if you go try for the NFL and you want to know how good you is, this league is going to tell you. It ain't no joke. You're going to win some games, you're going to lose some games. But if you, like I talked to this guy earlier, the guy we got coming to our league, new member we got coming. I told him, he said he's not good, but I said, well, we'll get you good. And I can promise you, it's just like anything you want. If you want to be fit, you got to work out. If you want to be good at Madden, you got to take time. Time, that's the only thing in life. There are two things, time and money, nothing else. You're either going to use your time or you're going to use your money. And if you want to get good at Madden, you better use your time. And if you can't get good, then you better use your money to get good. So I don't know which way you want to approach that, but that's what it takes. Like, you can't be mad at somebody that dedicated themselves to being good. As much as I always have to bring Barkino up, as much as I can't stand the guy when some stuff he do, he wins games. I can't be mad if he beat me because he got a strategy. He winning, and if you want to stop it, you got to get in the lab, as they call the practice field, and you got to figure out how to stop it. My practice partner Double J today, we sat, and me and Black Assassin, we all sat around. We went over practice and we went over things like how to stop this and how to stop that. That is how you do it. You can't bitch and moan. You can't say, "Oh, I can't." You got to figure out how to. Don't cry about it. I know I have my times. I have my times. I mean, no one likes losing. I'm a competitor. I hate when that stuff happens. But I'll tell you this: I will figure a way to stop it. I will not stop till I figure it out. I'm not gonna cry about it every day. So that's my advice to people. But I think this league is awesome. I think if you really want to get good, that's why I tell people. The organization of this league and a competitiveness nature, you will be good. I swear to God, I know. I've seen people. I've seen two guys, honorable mentions for best improved, 40 and old buckets. I've seen them two go at it. They would play. I watched that game. They played so much different than the first time I played them, myself and other people too. So I think it's great.
Yeah, I agree, man. It definitely. And I was talking to Crack Action. He said he thinks that. Without a doubt, this is the strongest league on Xbox One. He's been in a bunch, so I don't know. We'll see.
I might as well be unstoppable. My friends, we play the games all the time. They are so frustrated. They'll come from Indiana to play me, or my other friend from up here. We have our little Super Bowl tournament, little get-togethers and stuff every year, and I'm so ahead of them that me playing them, I sometimes. I get so bored that I will play down so I can keep the game close because they're not the game speed is so much different now with them. I'm playing all these different guys, I got all these different skills. I'm seeing these people do it. They don't know how to react to that. So when I play them, they don't know what to think. They don't know how to stop it. I mean, one of my friends, and we win the games. I beat him 50-0 so much that I just started doing stuff like making him think he was getting touchdowns. Like, that's
right, right. Well, we're out of time tonight, JJ, but yes or no, do you expect 40-0 Gamer to be in the league next week?
You better come up with, you better confess, because I know if it's got something to do with me, I'm only fair. That's why I'm avoiding.
All right, thanks, guys. Peace.
Peace.